Welcome to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural. Be the Natural Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Now, our guest today is Jerry Jin. Jerry Jin is the author of a book called The Seeker and the Teacher of Light. You can find out more about Jerry Jin and his wonderful work at his website, jerryjin.com. Welcome, Jerry Jin.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me on your show.
So, Jerry Jin, what is the essence of what you teach?
Essence really is who we all, each of us are. We each of us are I am. And that's, in one sentence, that's the basis of it. But there's a lot that goes into that definition of who you are and then to gather an understanding of that concept. But every one of us is I am. And that's really the basis of the book, The Seeker and the Teacher of Light. The teacher is a person by the name of Joachim Wippich, and he's a very enlightened guy, and that was his key teaching, and he taught the key affirmations that allows a person to really step into their I am essence. Everyone thinks about themselves being, well, I'm a teacher, I'm a construction worker, I'm a plumber, whatever it is, and I'm a parent, I'm a father, husband, government worker. But these are all just part of the overall personality. And that personality is, a lot of it you can say is the ego portion of it. But who are you really? And that's what I want to delve into today, because to get that understanding changes you and changes everyone and changes how you, your whole outlook on life. And understanding it in a detailed way, you get to understand what everything really, really is. And that's what I will try to do in the conversation today.
Fantastic. So Jerry Jin, here on the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio, we interview experts and authors about natural healing from all over the world. And I remember years ago interviewing someone, and they said the most important question is really understanding who you are, right? And so you're not your body, you're not your emotions. And in your view, Jerry Jin, in your view, who you are is the I am. What is the meaning of I am? What does I am mean to you?
Okay. And that is a very, very key question. Everything is thoughts. And so we are the thought creation of God. And as such, everything is of that nature. The chair you're sitting on, the ground, the plants, everything is of that nature. And later on, I'll talk a little bit about the nature of creation. And I'm a scientist, but I see what matter is a little bit different than what most people will see it as, but also see things differently in terms of thoughts, because everything is, in fact, thoughts. And that is part of what the I am is. We are the thought creation of God. And as such, we are part of God, therefore. And it's a hard concept for people to fully grasp. But everything is of God, and all of nature and everything else is of that nature. And there's some famous quotes that people have made of what everyone thinks, oh, everything is just matter. And even when you look at matter, it's really more than matter. There's a quote here that Albert Einstein said, concerning matter, we have been all wrong. What we call matter is energy whose vibration has been so lowered as to be perceptible to the senses. There is no matter. There is only light and sound. And then Nikola Tesla said something similar to that. He said, if you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. And I also have the other key concept is that if you've read the Course in Miracles, there's only one message in that whole book, and it could be summarized in one sentence, even though the book is yay thick. And that is that there is no separation between you and God. Mm-hmm. Everything is one. And there's another person that passed away, and there was a channeling that was done by my good friend Regina Ochoa and placed into a book with Cindy Springs. And there's a poem in there that if there's a chance I'd love to read it to you. I'd read that to you because it really expresses the I am. Poem is, in fact, I am the I am. If it's okay, it's a short poem, but great. I think it reflects that whole scenario. And so I'll read this to you. I am the I am. And this is by Francis Vaughn. And he passed away. He was a psychiatrist. And it was channeled in from him. So this is a different type of, people don't understand channeling. I can go into that a little bit more later. But I am the I am. I am love. I am music. I am art. I am learned beyond my understanding. I am divine. I am love. I am God. I am leader. I am co-creator. I am co-creation. I am love. I am the I am. I am pure. I am essence. I am of everything. I am frequency. I am the I am. I am the air I breathe. I am the ground I walk. I am the voice I hear. I am the song I sing. I am the I am. I am love. I am the wind in the universe. I am the stars in the cosmos. I am the creator of thoughts. I am these thoughts. I am love. I am the I am. I am harmony. I am balance. I am the fulcrum. I am the plane atop the fulcrum. I am the shift. I am the Libra to my thoughts. I am the I am. I am love. I am harmony. I am the heartbeat to my thoughts. I am the drum to my beat. I am the resonation to my drum. I am the frequency of my heartbeat to the universe. I am love. I am the I am. Walk with me, walk with me, walk with me. In me, you will feel love. In me, you will feel balance. In me, you'll feel the heartbeat. In me, you'll feel the creator. In me, you'll feel the creation. In me, you feel love. You are love. In me, you will travel the I am. In me, you will be the I am. In me, you are the creator. In me, you are co-creation. In me, you are creation. In me, you are the I am. You are the I am. You are love. You're limitless. You're infinity. You're the recorder of all created. You're the record of all to be created. You and I are one. We are co-created in the I am. You are love. I am love. You are the I am. I am the I am. I'm the creator. I am co-creation. I am creation. I am love. I am the I am. And that pretty much sums it up. Because it's everything, everything you can conceive of, and you are everything. And that's sort of the essence of what I teach. And I'll get into more details of that, but I thought I'd at least relate that because it so explicitly says who you are.
So, Jirajin, that is just beautiful. Thank you for sharing. Now, you mentioned that you are a scientist. Will you explain for our audience what your scientific background is and how you got interested in writing about I Am?
Okay. I'm a PhD biochemist, graduate from Berkeley, and I was in science most of my career. As an entrepreneur, and from that science background, I was in laboratory medicine, clinical science, pharmaceuticals, diagnostics, ophthalmology, and a little bit of dentistry. So I have had companies in all these areas also, and I've started them. But when I sold one of my last companies back in 2003, I attended a yoga class, and they taught a little bit of Qigong. And in the Qigong, you feel the energy, and you build up the energy. And when I built up the energy, I really felt that energy, and it became a weight. And they said, send the energies as a prayer into the universe or into the planet. And I did. And I didn't, because I felt the energy and I felt the weight of it. We feel it between the hands. I said, can I see it? Put my hands in front of my face, look at a blank wall, and I see the rays between the hands. Then at night, I put my hands up to send the prayers out. And in the dim light, you see the beams coming out from the hand. Even if you point your finger, you see the beams that are there. And then I looked at people. These are things I never saw before. The people have rays coming out of them. Everyone has it. They just don't know it. So I'm seeing it for the first time. And because of that, I delved into this whole study of who am I? And I took every single healing class that was ever invented. And I studied with masters of different types. And in essence, I became enlightened. I read all of David Hawkins' books and things of that nature. And I understood what he was saying. And I understood all the stuff that Yogananda was saying. And based upon that, I took Kriya Yoga and did many, many, many things. But when I met Joachim Wittich, he summarized things in such a simple way that I felt that I had to get this into writing. Because if you can get it into writing, the world has a chance of seeing it and understanding the nature of who you are. And because of my science background, I was able to look at things a little differently. From science, I know that, this is an atom, this is an electron, and this is how things are described. But also knew that this doesn't do any bit of good in terms of a description because it describes nothing. Great being a scientist and great being able to state lots of equations and descriptions and how people think about it. But the reality is, that's not the way things really are. And until you become enlightened or get that sense of understanding of bringing that information into you, you won't understand that. And therefore, you're going to quote what everyone's saying and think that that is the whole thing. And it's not. And that's where I am coming from, because I look at things and I know that there's another question as to how do you know about I am? I can sort of answer a little bit of that.
So for our audience who's listening to you, who's curious about who they are, if you were going to help someone, how would you help someone understand your I am, my I am?
Well, I said we are thoughts, but everyone thinks that of matter and what creation really is in this scientific way that, this is matter, this is an atom. But when it comes down to it, Walter Russell, who's a guy that was a had a download from God as to what everything is, described it very well. And key scientists like Nassim Harriman, quantum physicist, Foster Gamble of Thrive, all these people have latched on to what matter really is. And matter is nothing but light. Light that is vortexing. And the vortex in centrifugal clockwise rotation of matter, of light, creates the matter. And there's actually two lights coming into the center. And that the balance point of it sort of causes this momentary stillness that is there. And that is what matter is. It's basically light. And the balance of that is thoughts. And everything has is of this nature. So there, everything has a level of thought and consciousness, therefore. So you can speak to a stone, you can speak to a plant, and you get messages. Cleve Baxter was a scientist, and he was one of the early pioneers in the lie detector test. And what he did was revolutionary in my mind. He hooked up a plant to the lie detector test and said, well, can I elicit a response from a plant? He tried and couldn't do it, but then said, well, what if I threaten the plant? I'll light a match and I'll go threaten the plant with fire. And as soon as he had that thought, it's a thought, the plant responded vehemently. And he repeated this experiment many, many, many times. And he repeated that experiment 1,000 miles away with the thought of doing that. Now the plant and he are connected, and the plant responded in the same way. So distance, space, time, all these things are abstractions that are not really real. They're real for us to exist. They're real for us to do the things that we do. We have a collective consciousness, and we're all there with regard to that. But with everything that- is, in fact, thoughts, and that is who we really are. And that thought of we're co-creator, co-creation, and that's what the poem says. And that's exactly who we are. We are God. We're the thought creation of God, because saying that we're God is too much for anybody. But the table is God also. So you got to think about that way.
Jerry Jin, with that, let's take a break and listen to one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. And we're interviewing Jerry Jin about his book, The Seeker and Teacher of Light.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet mixed with water and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home, or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives, just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active, super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Dearie Jen, so when this is the way I like to explain it to my clients, right? I say, you are already a VIP. What's a VIP? A vibrational interference pattern. So just like Jerry and I are nice people, we have different energies. And even when I do a medical intuitive reading, what I'm doing, because I do medical intuitive readings for hours on people I've never met, never seen, never put my hands on. So what I do is I literally tune into your frequency. So you are already a VIP. You're already a unique vibrational interference pattern, and your energy is very unique to you. So, Jerry Jin, how do people go about reaching their own I am vibrational frequency?
That's an excellent question. And actually, it's a very simple thing to do. And a person just has to state an affirmation, and the affirmation will spiral you into your I am essence. And one can wonder, how can that, saying some words, do that? Don't forget, your thoughts, and you're creating with every thought, and you use, and how you create is with words. So therefore, your words are creation aspects. And therefore, if you state an affirmation, and I'll give you one affirmation. Actually, I'll give you two affirmations, and try to increase your vibrational energy by doing so. And so if you think and state to yourself, and the listeners state to themselves, the simple statement, I am rethink I am. I'll say it two more times. I'm rethink I am. I'm rethink I am. And with that statement, I am feeling the stillness. If I'm feeling that stillness, the listeners of this program are feeling that stillness. You are there. I'll state another one, then I'll explain how all this works, and I'll get you deeper into this. Don't forget, your thoughts, and my most powerful affirmation is, I am thoughts within thoughts. Within thoughts, I am. I am thoughts within thoughts within thoughts within thoughts within thoughts within thoughts, I am. I am thoughts within thoughts within thoughts within thoughts within thoughts within thoughts within thoughts, I am. And typically you say, I am, and state your full name. And by doing so, you are in that center of stillness. And you are also, your vibrational rate went up. And that's an easy thing to show. And I know that you're a listener And there may be some people who will see it on a video. But if you had a pendulum in your hand and you put it over the top of your hand, when you start the pendulum at the very beginning, it'll rotate slowly. And as you make the statements of who you are, the pendulum will start rotating faster and faster. It'll rotate very fast because your vibrational energy has gone up. And I do that for you if you're able to see it. And you do it on anybody, and that'll happen. And as you're approaching that center of stillness, and when you reach that center of stillness, pendulum stops. Because now you're in that center at that point in time. Before then, your vibrational rate went up. And by doing that simple little experiment, you proved yourself who you really are. It's a simple thing, but as long as you're willing to learn, and I can teach anyone how to do this, of putting a pendulum there and watching that rotate, because you're not doing it yourself in the sense of, oh, I'm going to spin something around real fast. No. What's happening is that your energies and their flow of energy translates into that pendulum and causes that motion to occur.
So, Jerry Jin, I'm going to bring this back to natural healing for our audience. So one of the things that I'm always talking about here on the Natural Healing Show is that all illness, all dis-ease is slowed down vibration. And the best example of this is when you have a cold. When you have a cold, you just want to lie on the sofa and do nothing. And it's a big effort to get up and make chicken soup, right? All healing happens when you lift your vibration, when you raise your vibration. So, and when you put yourself in a high vibration environment, you literally uplift your energy. So, for example, many Christians repeat the Lord's Prayer. So every time you say the Lord's Prayer, you're literally putting yourself into a certain frequency. And all religious organizations have their own religious mantras. Another good one is the 23rd Psalm. You put yourself in a specific vibration, and that putting yourself in that vibration will lift your energy. So you're in a beautiful garden. You're on the beach. You're at the top of the mountain. So Jerry Jin, for our audience, can you explain for us on a scientific basis how do affirmations actually work?
I think I can. And well, vibration, the affirmations are thoughts. And what are these thoughts that I've just stated to you? I am rethinking, rethink I am. What is really the meaning of that? When you have a thought, it's usually a linear thing. I'm a Republican. I'm a Democrat. I am a liberal. I am a teacher. It's one thing, and you lock yourself into that one thing. Rethinking is a spiral. And rethinking spirals you into the truth. So you're out here with a thought. And if you're rethinking who you are, I'm rethinking, I rethink I am, spiraling in. You may not be there fully, but your essence knows who you are. You may not know that. Your ego may not know that. So it spirals you into that. And if everyone uses the word rethink for any application in addition to this application, that will solve most of the problems that we face in the world. So I'm a very strong advocate, and so is Joachim, of the word rethink. Because you get into understanding, if you're a liberal and you don't want to listen to the opinion of the conservative, well, let him have his statement and you have yours. And if both are rethinking, you'll come to a conclusion as long as you rethink. So that's a key word. So applying it to I am, that brings you in. Now your thoughts, and why are you saying thoughts within thoughts within thoughts? it also gets into the healing aspects of things. Your many layers of thoughts. Every organ has its own thoughts. Every cell, every atom has its own thoughts. Everything else around you, the collective consciousness, has their own thoughts. So you're an amalgamation of thoughts. And so if you acknowledge the fact that you are thoughts and say, I am thoughts, or you can say, I'm inviting thoughts and within thoughts and thoughts to rethink with me. That's another way to state it that is not so dramatic as saying, I am thoughts. But it gets to the same level. It's an acknowledgement of your essence, that you are thoughts within thoughts. And in one of the forms of healing is to talk to your cells, to talk to your organs. And in healing, you can be talking to your cells, and your cells may not know that they're causing a problem. So if you talk to your cells and say, I'm inviting whatever the cells are to come into harmony with the disharmony, because they don't realize that there's a disharmony. So when you give that message to the cell of coming into harmony, and they realize that and understand that, then healing can occur. That's another form, another way to do healing, because healing really comes from within. Yes, we can do things, we can change the environment and lots of things, and all those things will help.
So, Jerry, so earlier in an earlier show here on the Natural Healing Show, and again, I'm interviewing experts from all over the world, there was a sound healer, and he had a very interesting definition of what is healing. He said healing happens when there's a smooth flow of energy, right? So if you think about, as you say, when you find your center, when you go into a meditative state and you experience your own inner peace, that's when healing happens. Now, with that, let's take a break and listen to a commercial message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. We'll be right back. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, and we're listening to author Jerry Jin.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So, Jerry Jen, we're relating what you're saying back to the process of natural healing. Because again, if you think about illness or disease as being slowed down vibration, or another way of putting it is that it's chaotic energy, right? We've all experienced chaos. So in all kinds of ways, whether it's emotional chaos or a messy room or a messy desk. And then when everything comes into coherence and it comes into harmony, and there's that smooth flow of energy, that is when healing occurs. So if you look at an EKG, if you go to the doctor and they look at your EKG, they can read what's happening in your body just by looking at your EKG. And when your EKG comes into coherence, then your heart is healing yourself. So from your experience as a scientist and as someone who's written extensively about I am, what is the basis of healing?
Well, I sort of touched upon that a few minutes ago. And harmony is, in fact, as you're stating, with sound, bring things into harmony. And words will do that. So if you bring yourself into harmony by being home, and by being home, I mean that you've stated the affirmations and your vibrational rate has gone up, or you're in that center of stillness, you're home. And that helps a lot in the healing process. And there are many forms of healings, but the fact that you can heal and the fact that you can help someone else heal also says who you are. So you are a healer because of who you are, because of your I am essence, and you can bring in that. There are many forms of healing. Richard Bartlett has his matrix energetics. Russell has his quantum touch, and Eric Pearl has his ways of doing things. So we are all much more. We are all co-creations and co-creators and doing things.
So Jerry Jin, what are subtle energies and how can we use subtle energies in healing?
Everything has subtle energies. It's something that no one truly recognizes until you start studying a field called radiesthesia. Every color has an energy that's separate from all the other colors. Every item that you touch and feel has a subtle vibrational energy associated with it that's different. And you can figure out what your own subtle vibrational energy is by a technique called personal wavelength. And by knowing that, you can know what's in resonance with that energy. And finding a subtle energy is very, very simple. Let me explain how one detects subtle energies. Otherwise, Jerry's been talking too much in the abstract, and I don't want it to be an abstract thing. There's a concept of resonance, and the concept of resonance is quite simple. You pluck the stringed instrument, it vibrates, and all instruments of different octaves will also vibrate. A pendulum is nothing more than the stringed instrument. And the length of the string from the ball or the weight to your fingers is that length that governs what that resonance would be on anything. So if you're doing your own personal wavelength and want to know the wavelength of you, what you do is you'd have a pendulum, hold it where the weight is, and slowly release the pendulum at a certain length of string. The pendulum rotates clockwise. And that is your personal wavelength. And you can do that for any color or anything else that you have on the table. and you can determine the wavelength of that material. And by doing that, you're detecting the subtle energy of that thing or of yourself. If you're doing it of yourself, you can then know what is in resonance with you. You go to the grocery store and is this food in resonance with me? If it goes clockwise, it's in resonance with you. If it goes counterclockwise, don't take it. It's not in resonance with you. And it's a very, very simple procedure. Again, it shows you who you really are. But everything has subtle energies. And so the fact that you call it subtle is because you haven't measured it and understood that everything has subtle energies. You can look at the lights and you detect its subtle energies, and it'll go counterclockwise on the pendulum because the EMF itself is not necessarily good for you. You can harmonize it in various ways that I can teach, and the people in the study of biogeometry can teach. But everything has subtle energies, and you can measure subtle energies. Like you can have water. Water has a certain level of energy, and I call this energy BG3 from biogeometry because I can measure that. And it has a level of 200. By putting my hands around the water, I can bring that water in by blessing it just by with my hands. I'll bring that water from a level of 200 to about 10,000, which is a pretty good increase. And the water will taste better. And you can measure that with the pendulum.
Very cool. But, Jerry Jin, how does the human body react to our thoughts?
Your body, you are your thoughts. So it reacts to it because it is you. And therefore, if you give it a message and you truly can be in your I am state, it'll listen to that message. And that message will change everything. It'll heal you. All things will happen because of who you are.
Now, so, what are sacred shapes and how can they be used for healing?
Shapes give off energies. In the field of biogeometry, they have various shapes, and they use the shapes to give off a harmonizing energy. They call this harmonizing energy or centering energy BG3, and it stands for biogeometry 3. Biogeometry is a study that, that Dr. Ibrahim Karim formed, and it uses radiesthesia as a basis. And he found certain symbols, certain numbers, certain shapes, location of shapes, colors, location of colors, sounds, all these things, if done in the right way and put into a balanced form, will enable the environment to become harmonious, which helps the healing process, because you need the harmony there. And then you also need the location and trying to get at the heart of whatever the problem is in terms of healing. So now, healing is a combination.
I loved earlier that you talked about spirals. And when I went to publish my book, Unlimited Energy Now, I couldn't figure out what to do with for the cover. So I went into meditation and I received that the cover needed to have a spiral on it, which makes complete sense for everyone who understands healing energy. Because everything that's alive, the energy moves in a spiral pattern and in a clockwise spiral pattern. And it's quite interesting, even if you think about your own growth process, sometimes you think, oh, here I am again. Well, you're not really. You're just on another layer of the spiral. And galaxies move in spirals. The hurricanes move in spirals. Sunflowers are organized in spirals, and it's also the geometric shape of the golden mean. So, Jerry Jin, as you know, in the universe, there's yin and yang energy, and they're both good. So we don't use the word negative and positive because it's all good. How can we balance polarities within ourselves? And how does balancing polarities contribute to our healing?
Yeah, you're talking about yin and yang and the nature of creation. And the nature of creation is, it's like a sine wave. Creation is the spiral in clockwise. The decay of something is a spiral out, which is counterclockwise. It's really the same direction, but just looked at from another viewpoint. And everything is therefore this infinite cycle that goes on. And you'd call one yin and one yang. And if you know biogeometry, the yang energy is the BG3. And I brought into existence the 369 energies, which is the yin energies. And you'd call the yin energies the magnetic energy, and the yang energies, the vortex and the gravitational energies. And you yourself can do the harmonization. Yes, there's a symbol that is quite simple of a circle and the spiral in, that's a yin-yang. You can use that. But you yourself, all you have to say when there's this harmony is saying, I am bringing in harmony, or invite harmony in. Because I use the word invite a lot, because you don't want to, when you ask something of somebody or something, it's a command. But if you invite, they themselves will do it. So you invite in harmony. If you have a energy of a biogeometry energy and a 369 energy, they in fact conflict. It's hard for them to be put in the same space. It'll nullify the energies. You won't, if you're looking at trying to detect it, it'll no longer be there. But then if you make the statement, I am, or I invite in harmony with these two objects, and one is yin and one is yang, one is BG3, one is 369, it becomes harmonized. Yeah. And you can measure that.
Very cool. Now, Jerry Jin, as you know, many of us in natural healing use a pendulum. So how do we use the pendulum? One way is you can measure the energy or read the energy in a chakra with a pendulum. You can use a pendulum as a form of dowsing to ask questions, you know, about what's going on, for example. How do you use dowsing with a pendulum for healing?
Okay. I use it in the form of radiesthesia. I can use it as I'm a dowser, so I can use it, the yes-no answers, but I like to use it in the form of radiesthesia. And radiesthesia is looking at energies. And what I do, in fact, is I measure energies, and I do that all the time. So when you measure energies, you learn that a pendulum will go clockwise if the energy is present. So if you're asking or trying to determine if the energy is present, like you're doing your personal wavelength, and you're trying to find out a resonance between you and the object that you're going to eat or supplement or anything else, or a gemstone or essential oil, all you have to do is hold a pendulum and let it just go, have it back, do your own personal wavelength, the wavelength of you, and let the pendulum go back and forth, not spiraling or doing anything. And now the pendulum is in resonance with you, and you go to the object or food, and you touch it or put your hands over it, or you're mentally connected with it. And if the food is in resonance with you, it'll go clockwise. If it's not, it'll go counterclockwise. And you can do that for various things. If there's an ailment and you're trying to give it a particular energy, you can test if the energy is going to be good for that person or not. Sometimes I can use a laser that gives off a particular energy. I can point the laser. I can do a personal wavelength of the person and point the laser at something and ask and see if the personal wavelength of the person goes clockwise with that color or that essential oil. And then I can then apply that as a healing modality for the person. So it's use of energies and waiting for the pendulum to decide, because you yourself will know that, but your conscious mind doesn't know that. So you have to let the unconscious mind register with the energy, and it'll register with the energy and it'll go clockwise. And that's how I typically use the pendulum. But yeah, I can do the other thing with yes and no's too. And they work well.
Yes. So you've been listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. Our guest today has been Jerry Jin, author of The Seeker and the Teacher of Light. You can find out more about Jerry Jin and his wonderful work at jerryjin.com. You can find out more about my work as a medical intuitive healer at catherinekerrigan.com and unlimitedenergynow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. And remember, as you raise your own vibrational frequency, you begin to heal yourself naturally. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.